This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, let's get to the people. We're just starting with the viewing portion of March Madness. Are you a boomer like me? Single screen. Or are you Evan and Kenny where it's quad box? They're switching the feed of what audio? And it's nonsense to me. But it's March Madness. Choose your destiny. Eric will bat lead off today, 97.1. Eric, what's going on, buddy?
Besides 71 and sunny to 30 degrees today, nothing much. How are you guys?
Okay, pal. Outside of that wild weather swing, yes.
30 years old, hate the Octobox. YouTube TV asked me if I want to do it all the time. I always say no. But, Mike, do I contradict myself by hanging two 60-inch televisions right on top of each other in my front room and have two games on those? Does that contradict what I'm saying? Because I'll do that, because I can hit mute on one and go to the other, but something about the Octobox I'm not on board with.
No, I listen,
Eric, it sounds like you created your own Octobox. Well,
I kind of did.
You kind of did. It's your TVs and it's your life and there's no judgment, but you kind of did it the hard way.
No, I'm judging, because he did the same thing, except he did it the hard way.
He could have done that on one screen. 60 inches.
You're just jealous, Kenny.
Jealous of what? Your way too hard setup? Your way too complicated setup? I mean, enjoy your two screens, man. Do you.
120 inches of beautiful TV, baby.
Yeah, but hold on. How much can you actually focus on multiple games at the same time? That's the whole question, Eric.
No, that's the point, Mike. My ADD, it's too much for me, and I don't want to do it. It's too much.
Here's what you got to do.
So you're right.
We're gonna remedy this. You're going to take one of the TVs down. You got to put it in another room. I need you to come back to the light. I need you to be an old guy like me. You have the one TV, you relax, you watch the game. Plus, you say you got ADHD. What the hell are you doing feeding into that? That's putting gasoline on a fire. Eric, what are we doing?
Sometimes it's video games on the bottom TV, Pistons on top, though.
Oh,
sometimes,
dear Jesus. Eric, you sound like your worst enemy. I got to tell you, you are your own worst enemy.
Yeah,
He's putting nitroglycerin right into it.
He basically created 60 inches of Octobox or whatever. So, yeah.
Let's go to Jake.
If it works for him.
97.1. Jake, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Mikey and Rico?
Hey. Happy March Madness to you. What's up?
Same to you, fellas. You know what? I'm 32. I believe I'm close to the same age as Kenny. And Kenny, you're out of your mind, dude. I have to agree with Mike 100%. How can you watch four games at once? Like, if you're going to, right now, I'm sitting in my work truck watching the High Point Purdue game, trying to see if they could upset Purdue. I have my laptop here. I got my work phone, got my personal phone. I can watch three different games if I want to. Absolutely not. Now, let me ask you something, Mike. Are you opposed to, during intermission, switching over to a game real quick?
I think that's smart viewing, Jake, because unless you want to see Spike Lee and Samuel L. Jackson 148 times tonight, yes.
Jake, let me let you people in on a little secret. Mike is the king of flipping channels. in a commercial.
Only during commercials.
No, no. At Casa de Valente, you are not allowed to watch commercials.
No, ever. You will be treated to nonstop sports. I mean, Jake, I'm with you. I think you're doing it right.
So don't go to the Super Bowl at Mike's house then, eh?
That's right. Well, and again, the best part is not all athletes have two legs. Some have four. If we get into a spot where it's a commercial and there's seven football games, no, we'll check in on Gulfstream Park or Aqueduct or Saratoga or whatever it may be. You will not be punished into watching Charles Barkley commercials. Or a giant buffalo screaming, "Let's go sports bar." No, we're going to watch sports. I've got you covered.
You don't like Chuck GPT? Come on, man.
I do not. I can't. Those commercials, Rico said it yesterday. I think they make them worse every year on purpose.
That one got a giggle out of me, the Chuck GPT one.
Are you serious? Yeah. Well, low-hanging fruit, as they say. Let's go to Matt, 97.1. Matt, what's going on, pal?
Hey now. Hey guys, thanks for making my day even better, even though it's raining. But I got to say, I couldn't call fast enough when I heard Gator say what he said today, and I am so impressed. Hands down to whoever caught it and put it on the show today. That's a great. I'm like, oh my God, I got to let him know.
That was David and Kenny, and I walked into the office, and Kenny's like, "Mike, I need you to listen to this." Dutifully walked over to Kenny's workstation. He played it. I looked at him. He looked at me, and I just went, "Nice work." And that's it, and that's on the show. You got it.
Give him a raise.
I'm glad we could help.
I am a Gen X here, definitely a screen guy. But I will tell you, there is a place where the quad and the eights come in handy. Is when I first go on, I'll go to the quad, look at the games, find the one I want, then I can just click on that game. But you know, like people like Kenny. They got the four screens going. You know, they got their laptop open, their tablet. They got their phone running. They can't stand 1 second of something not stimulating their brains. So they're bouncing around everywhere, watching everything.
So with March Madness, hold on. Matt, I think you're bringing up something really interesting. Maybe it is generational. Like, I'm 44. I'm not dead. But clearly, if you're 30 and under, it does skew like you were raised on a tablet. You were raised on a cell phone. I can watch a game.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, like I said, Matt, it amazes me where it's like, you know, we could put this on the big TV. No, I'm good with the tablet. Got this big TV. Nah, I'm good.
Got it on their phones. It's just...
Like March Madness tonight. I'll settle in. And certainly, look, the odds of two games. Forget about four games. Or three. The odds of two games being so good simultaneously that I have to watch. Like, I'll watch Arkansas, Kansas tonight. And obviously, the Michigan game, I'm going to lock in on regardless. This is what we do. But there's really no, I don't get the value other than, you know, whiz, bang, pow, bright lights. I don't get it.
And you got the ticker at the bottom, so you can tell, like, oh, correct, something's going on over there. I better go catch that now. I mean, if something's getting boring and goes to commercial, you have the ticker to see what other games are interesting.
I'm with you completely. No, Matt,
I'm right there.
Thank you. I just, look, I'm not judging. I just didn't want to be alone in this and just be a big Italian pinata for everybody. I just wanted to know people watch March Madness like I do. One screen. We don't need a quad.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I can see everything right there I need to. If I want to focus on one because that's better, I'll get to that, and then I'll go back to the other four.
But if I ask you, while you have a quad box up today, if I ask you, hey, David, who's really playing the best for Creighton the last 7 minutes? You can't tell me.
The white player, the point guard.
That doesn't narrow it down on Creighton, and you know it.
I'm messing with you, Mike. I'm messing with you.
All I know is David really hates number 32 on Montana.
Sure do.
I'll tell
get
you.
Get him off the court.
No, that's not all you said. All right, let's go over to Spencer, 97.1. Spencer, what's going on, bud?
Oh, not too much. Enjoying this weather.
Yes,
so here's
beautiful.
The deal. With the quad box, I can watch golf quad box all day. Football, okay, depends on how interested I am. Basketball, it's just too high pace. So I use it as a launching pad.
Okay.
You know, if one game goes to commercial, I'll back out, see who's live on the other game, and switch over to that one.
See, you know, it's interesting, Spencer, because the golf I actually could understand. Because there's so many breaks in the action, that I actually could understand that. But here's the thing, and Spencer, admittedly, like I'm not sitting here watching the PGA qualifying tour. But, like, if I'm watching a major, I do think they do a hell of a job with the coverage of showing you, you know, so many guys. And then even the players that aren't relevant, they'll show you a great shot. I don't know.
You know what? No, you guys may have stumbled upon something because you know where the quad box would work is watching four baseball games. Because there's not nonstop action going on. Like, basketball is up and down the court. It is a blur. Baseball, it's a slow-paced game. So you may see four different pitches at four different times because you got four screens up. So I can see it for certain sports like golf and baseball.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spencer, appreciate it, brother. Enjoy your games today. Oh. David, a few ticket texts. What's up, pal?
High Point's making a run.
I don't have that. Oh. You know what I have? Matt Painter's forehead over there because that TV's on jumbo zoom mode.
59-56.
Thanks.
I don't know what's wrong with that TV.
No, that's going on. Don't worry. I love a zoom in of Matt Painter's forehead. Great. All bloat. No frame.
You'll never see a three. You'll never see a bucket. Never see anything.
Just Matt Painter's sweaty forehead. That's what I get because they put in a TV and it's on ultra zoom. I'm currently up the nostrils of a High Point player at the free throw line. That's what I get. Hope you're having fun over there. Hey, David, how about the ticket text?
I'm 25 years old, and I agree with you, Mike. Streaming games makes things a whole lot more complicated than it needs to be. That is Trevor from South Lyon. Another person says they need to bring back the picture-picture with the little small screen at the bottom corner. That will work better than the quad box.
Again, that had even less function.
Mm-hmm. Because you were like, okay, what am I watching?
You're watching an ant farm.
The most I can do is a split screen. I would draw the line there, but the quad box, especially for something fast-paced as basketball, I'd rather just watch one game, focus on that game, or the game, you know, if you got money on it, or the school that you actually are rooting for.
David, ticket text. Go ahead, bud.
All quad box does is make me squint at the score. Last button rules. That is Nate in Burton. Screw the quad box. One game at a time. I'm with you, Mike and Rico. That is Neil from a car. Someone else says, I am 38, and I agree with you guys. I'm watching just one game at a time. That's all I can do. That is from Ryan. I'm with you, Mike. I'm 27, and I do one game at a time. But if it goes to halftime or commercial, I am switching to another game.
Thank you. Young, everyone, I'm pleased. I got some level of support with this because Evan made fun of me.
People that are wrong here.
Kenny made fun of me. Well, I don't know that they're wrong. It's just you're not wrong. I'm just telling you I can't enjoy March Madness that way. It even bothers me, like when we were in Vegas all these years, there's 800 monitors. All I want is just the one.
You don't even know where to find your game. It's just all over the place.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Oh, no, once I found my game, that was it. Unless they moved it, and I'm like, why'd you move it? It was in the perfect spot. I could actually see it past these drunks.
Oh, boy.
That's not nice to talk about Kenny that way.
No.
That was a whole nother. You experienced it, David.
Oh, yeah.
A whole nother level. Hey.
Okay. We'll get, all right. Calm down.
Sorry.
We'll get to the people. We've got a lot to talk about, including zero quotient productivity today at offices around Metro Detroit. We'll talk about the Michigan game. Blitzes galore. We'll get you updates from what's going on now and what is going to happen in the 4 o'clock pod. And if there's anything super close, we'll go live to it. So hopefully we can provide you with a one-stop shop for day one of March Madness.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.